بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Brother Sohail is our special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Thank you for having me here.
One important topic is the concept of ismat or isma. Infallibility, and is it possible that, for example, the prophets make mistake because they are called, we can say, they have isma, they are infallible, so they are not prone to make any mistake or any error, even their minds, even the, for example, in the brains or something like that. Talk a little bit about the concept of isma prophets and then answer this question, that can they do any mistake, for example, unnecessary or important areas in the prophets, infallible imams even.
Okay, so the concept of infallibility of the prophets or the imams or the guide,
yes,
of this world is that when Allah wants to send someone to this world to give hidayah, the person needs to be more aware than the people he's sending to, you see. For if you send a non-infallible prophet, of which the examples we can see between the kingdoms in Islam that took place, because they are kind of Muslim leaders, mm-hmm, around that period, and you have seen a lot of Muslim leadership that are here because of not being infallible, there are a lot of issues that came up, akhlaqi issues and this. I'm not saying that they are prophets or stuff, but I just want to make you realize that when you have someone who is not infallible, even the best of practices or best of persons, there is some kind of issues that come up.
Mm-hmm.
Sinning, whether likely or unlikely,
yes,
becomes a part. They become prey to it, you see. Now, a person needs to be a lot of taqwa and have that kind of accessibility to,
yes,
be able to reach that position. So regarding infallibility, meaning like there's a difference. They can't sin or they won't sin. The question here is saying that can they do mistakes in some unnecessary and important issues? Let's say, can they sin? No, they can sin.
Mm-hmm.
Will they sin? No. To be able to sin is a freedom of
it's choice. Freedom of choice and freedom of will.
Choice.
That's right.
So he can, but he won't. Why? Because he has attained the highest marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the existence of this world.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I have the possibility, I can sin. For example, me, as a Muslim, there are a lot of things I'm not allowed to do. I can drink wine.
Yes.
I can eat pork.
Yes.
Will I? No.
No.
Why? The simple reason is because Allah has told me not to.
Okay.
You see? For the same thing, because my marifat of Allah is to wine and pork.
Yes.
The Imam's marifat of Allah is in the whole existence.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, they don't sin. There's a difference between can and will. Can they sin? Yes, it's a freedom of choice. Will they sin? No.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So infallibility comes in this existence.
That's right. But now the main question is that, for example, don't we have any, for example, examples in the life of prophets making any mistake? For example, in the Holy Quran, we have the story of Moses, for example, killing the person. Or, for example, in the lives of all prophets, we have some instances that at least to look to be a mistake, or it's better to say a kind of error that they have made in their life. in the ordinary life, okay? So how does it...
So,
or is it at all true to say that, for example, the Nabuva and the Esma in the Nabuva is different from the Esma in the general lifestyle of the prophets?
So when we say... because there's two concepts. There's one you're saying mistake. Do you determine mistake to be sin? Mm-hmm. Like, are we talking about sin? Or are we talking about something that seems to be mistake but might not even be a mistake?
Mm-hmm.
So if it is about sin, then no. Prophets do not sin. Everything has a kind of explanation to it.
Yes.
So, for example, we know that the for things that are mustahab on us human beings,
mm-hmm.
Do certainly pertain to wajib on the anbiya and imams.
Yes.
One of the examples is namaz-e-shab.
Yes.
Salatul Layl.
Yes.
It's a mustahab act for us, but it becomes a wajib act for the anbiya. We have in traditions that are there. There are things that are not expected out of prophets, but if it takes place, it does not reach that position of saying that they sinned. For example, in the story of Hazrat Adam, yes, alayhi salam, we have this. If we review Hazrat Adam's story,
yes,
according to the experts of Islamic jurisprudence, the orders given by Allah are of two types. You see, one is al-amr al-mawlawi,
mm-hmm,
and the other is al-amr al-irshadi.
Okay.
Al-Amr al-Mawlawi is a legislative command. Such orders must be implemented, and if someone disobeys such a command, then he is committing a sin and is liable to be punished. For example, the command, say the daily prayers, do not eat pork, is of such nature. Al-Amr al-Mawlawi,
mm-hmm,
neglecting the daily prayers or eating pork is a sin, and Allah can rightly punish the sinner. You see, but then we have al-amr al-irshadi, an advisory command. Such orders are advisory of nature. Their purpose is to inform the people about its consequences. However, if someone disobeys such an order, then he is not committing a sin.
Yes.
Of course, he will have to face the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot say that the consequences is punishment. It's,
yes,
just the outcome of the way the world of cause and effect that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the command to say Bismillah when you slaughter the chicken is an advisory of nature. So if you slaughter without saying Bismillah, it's not like you have done something haram that requires a punishment.
Yes.
But because you slaughtered by not saying Bismillah, now the outcome is you cannot have that chicken.
Okay.
You see?
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah. There are still some exegetes who say that Prophet Muhammad was an exception, because we could see, for example, at least an error or mistake in the life of other prophets. For example, as you said, Hazrat Adam not making, for example, or abiding by his promise. Prophet Noah asked Allah to save his son, although we know he was a sinner, for example, from the, that's right, the storm or the miracle, the hurricane over there. Hazrat Yunus, whose exit from his qawm, from his tribe, was a kind of, angry one, okay? Again, this behavior. Or the wrong decision made by Prophet Moses, for example, when he reached back from Mount Sinai to Hazrat Aaron, and the judgment that he made about the, you know, the worshipping of the calf by the Bani Israel, okay? All these problems and all these instances could be seen in the life of other prophets. Still, there is a concept coming to the scene, and that is Tarke Ula, or tark al-awla, okay? Leaving the preferred action or the best preferred one. What is this one exactly?
So all that you said talk about the infallibility of all the prophets. Mm-hmm. Whatever that you said is a concept of what you said, tark al-awla. Yes. Tark al-awla means leaving the best, you see?
Yes.
So for example, any cases that you saw, in this prophets that you see that some kind of things that happened that were not sins, but as you said, they might be seen as something going against of advisory command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is like whenever this kind of things happen, whenever it was regarding Prophet Yunus, regarding Prophet Adam alayhi salam, regarding other prophets, they had a better option than what they did, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in regards to Prophet Adam, you know, as a human being, as a normal human being as well, let alone the Prophet, we strive for the best. And when Allah said, do not have that, and when Shaitan comes and tells them that if you go do that, now, even if you see the words that Shaitan uses,
yes.
So number one is that we need to understand that Hazrat Adam has never faced a deceit. He never seen something called that Taghallubi, Kulah Bardari, for example.
Yes, like he a fraud or something, like a fraud.
So for a person who has never seen that kind of concept in his life, for him, and especially when Shaitan promises, he takes a pledge, Wallah,
or
when he says it. So he has never, that Adam has never seen someone promise by the name of Allah to be able to do something. So when Shaitan does that to make them tell that Allah is trying to keep you away from reaching the best of stations.
Okay.
Even if you see the words of Shaitan that he's using, is something that any person, even the Prophet, wanted to reach that station. And because nobody has seen a kind of deceit the Shaitan can give, it was his first experience. That's when he saw. Second, we have seen in a lot of verses that Allah created Adam for the earth, not for the heaven. And plus, if you see that we know that in heavens we don't have anything known as sin or good act.
Yes.
Heaven normally is the final place.
Yes, yes.
However, there is a difference in accumulation that the heaven that was talking about Hazrat Adam was a piece of land in the same earth, or no, it was talking about the actual heaven. If it was the actual heaven, we don't have the concept of sin. That's regarding Hazrat Yunus, as you can see, Hazrat Yunus had two followers in his whole
the
city.
Region that he lives. Yeah. That's right.
One of them was Abid.
Yes.
And the other one was a wise person.
Mm-hmm.
The Abid told him that because the people are not worshipping you, go and pray for them to be this. And therefore, Hazrat Yunus accepted the advice and went to do that because it was many years that he had tried to propagate and still was not able to do this.
Yes.
So when Hazrat Yunus prayed and went to the boat and then he was thrown out of that thing. So you remember I told you, when you don't follow an advisory command, there is a consequence that comes. So they did korekeshi, the thing that we do, put papers and see who's next.
Dry lot.
And then afterwards they fell down. It was after he comes back to the city, after Allah has forgiven him, obviously, he sees that this city is not burnt to ashes. Why? It's because the wise person came and told the people that Hazrat Yunus has come and done this, and they all asked for repentance, and therefore the prayer of Hazrat Yunus was not therefore accepted because of this forgiveness of the people, which all comes to the command of the forgiveness.
That's all right. Thank you much. Brother Suhail, it was very kind of you. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين